Okay. So, landing page. That's it, boys and girls. But as a bonus, I want to share with you guys websites, okay? Because I think the difference between websites and landing pages, for me, like there was no difference for a long time. We recently got a website, and when we did, I decided that I'm just gonna like learn more about websites. And it's been like, for full context, like I've had websites before. I've spent so much money on websites. When I first started my fitness business in like 2013, I spent a lot of money. And I just got zero results. And then when I learned about landing pages and funnels, I just like totally went the other way. And like most things in life, like there's always room for both. There's always room in the middle, right? And so this is me coming back to the middle. So what is a website? A website is designed to create an engaged lead from a search-based prospect. Okay. So we're not running
Hey
marketing
Logan,
dollars.
you're not sharing your screen if you're
Oh,
meaning to.
thank you. I am meaning to. Lucas reads my mind. All right, my dude. Thank you so much. Okay, so a website is designed to create an engaged lead from a search-based prospect. Okay, which means that the way that people are finding your website is going to be they're searching. So if we come up here, I'll go in incognito mode, right? So a little tip for you, incognito mode. Like if you actually want to search your cleaning business, cleaning. Well, I'm not in Bozeman right now, so usually it's like cleaning businesses near me or cleaning services near me, but I'm not in Bozeman right now. Cleaning services in Bozeman. There we go. Right. So now we can search for our cleaning business, and we can see how we show up in Google. And so we do Google LSA, we do PPC. So you'll see some of our stuff pop up here. But as far as websites, again, we just created our website, and I paid a guy to do SEO, which we'll kind of get more into. But you'll see on here is that we actually don't show up, right? It's because up to this point, like we have only had a landing page. And so if I'll find us here. I think we are on here somewhere. There we are. Okay, so there we are. We're like way at the bottom. And so the difference between a landing page and a website is that a website is designed for search engine optimization. Okay, so if someone is searching for cleaning services in your area and you're running a landing page, like you're not going to show up. It's just not optimized for search engines. Okay. And so the difference between websites and landing pages, that websites can be what's called indexed or crawled by Google to rank for certain keywords. Okay. So some of that is done what's called with on-page SEO. And so if we go to our website here, for example, you can see here that we have Bozeman, Montana cleaning, right? So this is called on-page SEO. So we're trying to put as many keywords in there that people are going to be searching for. So professional cleaning services in Bozeman, Montana. And then inside the copy, we're trying to put Bozeman, Montana and cleaning in there as much as possible. This is called on-page SEO. So like we're trying to get Google to say that anytime somebody is searching for cleaning services in Bozeman, like we want our website to pop up because we have the most words that match up with there. That's like one element that Google looks for. Okay. And this is throughout the entire website. Okay. Okay. And so up to this point, like we just got this website probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. It's very new. And when I paid the guy to do on-page SEO, and then you can also do what's called backlinks, which is basically other websites will link to your website, which gives Google says that your website is like an authority website, or just gives it proof or credibility compared against other people. Okay, so I think those are like the two main strategies. Like when somebody builds a website, those are the things they do. They do on-page SEO and they do backlinks, and then the thing that continues to drive SEO is articles and blogs, right? And so you can put these things on your website as a way to increase your SEO. And so you can write when you're writing blogs and website, to do it intentionally for SEO, it should be trying to put as many keywords in there. So cleaning services in Bozeman, or yeah, in your area, move out cleans. And you could just like make an article and try to make the article make sense while at the same time putting as many of those keywords in there as possible. Right. That's basically the game. And you can like when you pay people to do SEO, just as a side note, and I've been on these calls with guys who will charge you $300, $400, $500 a month. Like they basically have software that writes websites basically using ChatGPT to put on your website for you. So if you just want to go to ChatGPT for free and write it and then try to change it to make it fit your business, like, might as well just, like, it's going to take your time. But unless you have $300, $400, $500 that you have to, that you just want to spend on that type of stuff, then cool. Okay. So anyway, that's how SEO works. It does take time, for it to work. And so in a couple of months, I will show the results if the on-page SEO actually works or not. Okay. But as far as I'm concerned, like, if the on-page SEO doesn't ever come to fruition, I'm okay with it, because if you look here, we're just going to be at the top because we're going to pay for it. So this is LSA. We just have the most reviews. We're constantly getting our clients leave reviews and our cleaners, which is another side note, like, have your cleaners read reviews and just, like, have them leave reviews as cleaners, because as much as you guys, as much as we are marketing to clients, we're marketing just as much to future cleaners. And so have your cleaners write a review about their experiences being a cleaner with you. And that way, when new cleaners interview for your job and they go look at the Google reviews, they're like, oh my gosh, like, they actually have reviews from their cleaners. That's pretty cool. There you go. Okay. You guys getting value from this? Are you guys engaged? Are we engaged participants right now? Awesome. Cool. Hopefully this is helpful. Okay. So I'm going to share one more thing with you guys here. So how I 4X my homepage leads. Okay. So this is how I did it, is I started following my own advice. The advice I'm giving you guys, like, the reason I'm sharing this with you, because I have made these mistakes. And up till recently on our homepage, we had a different offer, book online, claim your $50 cleaning voucher, right? And so again, just to remind everybody, maybe you're new here, or maybe you just got on, but we have different offer for our homepage than we do for Facebook. So for Facebook, we want our best offer. We want our most curious offer. And that's the free cleaning voucher. But on our homepage, the person who's searching for our business, I find that the most value is actually the speed.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we got somebody who's came on mute there. And the convenience. So booking online has proven to be a really great tool. But I just changed this, and this is super important. Because I actually did a training on this many, many months ago, where I actually showed how we had did our online booking funnel. And when I made this change I'm sharing with you guys today, we were getting like 5 leads a week from our homepage, and now we get almost 20 leads a week from our homepage, and that's all organic. That's no traffic. That's no paid money going towards it. Do you guys want to see that? Who wants to see the change that went from 5 leads to 20 leads?
Let's see it.
Michelle, the landing page. Yeah. So if you're using Go High Level, it's part of the package for sure. And everything that I'm showing you guys today is built on Go High Level. We use ClickFunnels for very many years. Actually, all the trainings we've done to this point, I've done most of it on ClickFunnels, and we've made the transition to Go High Level, and it's a much better software. For sure. And you can build as many websites, landing pages as you want, all for free. Well, you got to pay for your Go High Level thing, but outside of that, it's free. So, okay. So the change that we made is this book online. It used to be a button. So there was no inform stuff here. It was a button, and it took them straight to our ZenMade booking calendar. So I could actually probably find this. Actually, let's just do this, because actually walks through the process. So when they book online, again, they're like, okay, that's the offer. So they're going to put their information in. And then it's going to send them to this page where they can complete their booking online. Originally, the way the website was set up is that they would click the book online button, and it would take them to this. Let's see who's paying attention. So what law did I violate previously? That stopped us from getting 20 leads a week. At the time we were getting 5 leads a week consistently. What law did I violate? Yeah. Making it easier, for sure. Frictionless, right? And the first thing I wanted was I wanted to engage lead. So I was trying to make it all at one time. I was trying to make them a lead and get them to book their call, or excuse me, their clean all at the same time. I was greedy. I was trying to get them to commit to me for the rest of their life, and we hadn't even talked yet. Okay. Now, what's funny is that as you start to go through this, how many of you guys think, how many people actually complete this online booking form? As somebody sees here, 4 bathrooms, 1,500 square feet, $600. Like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of money. And then I actually want a deep clean at $750. They're like, yeah, I'm not going to fill this out. Guess how many people actually do that?
Yeah.
Well, about 75% of people don't actually fill it out. That's what the math says, because 4 times as many leads, right? And so the reason why I do the second is because most people won't fill it out. And that's okay, because now we have their contact information. And so what we can do is we can call them and text them. And they're like, yeah, I was a book online and I saw the price and it was crazy. I was like, oh yeah, like, what kind of clean are you looking for? They're like, oh, looking for whatever cleans. Oh, well, that was for a move out clean. That's our most expensive cleaning, right? Or our construction cleaning, whatever it is. We do. We truly do anchor our prices high on here to account for that. And then so we literally just like pull them back into the sales conversation. Okay. So you're looking for initial clean. How big is your house? How many square feet? Okay, cool. And then we just go through the sales script and we end up giving them a quote online and most people end up taking it. But we never would have got that lead if we just would have sent them straight to here first. And that's a mistake that I've made. And so if you guys have your homepages or any of your funnels set up this way, we're collecting too much information. We are trying to get someone to engage you or to marry you. Just have them give you the contact information. Create an engage lead. That's your goal. Yeah, we don't, the intention is not to anchor them high Tesla necessarily. It's just to put our highest service on there to account for, so this specific online booking calendar that we use through ZenMade, there's some limitations with it. So we just put like, what is our most expensive price for square foot clean? We just use that. Because we don't want it the other way around, where somebody comes in and they choose a move out clean and they choose one of our more expensive cleans, and then the price is under that. So I'd rather tell somebody, hey, it's not that expensive, it's actually less than that, because it's an expectation setting rather than the other way around. And so with an online booking form, it's hard to, yeah, there's limitations to it, but I don't really care. And the way that we have this thing set up is, even if you go through this process, like you can go all the way through it. And yeah, we put this whole thing in here to make it so it feels good. They get a little discount, click redeem, right? They book now. And so it doesn't actually put them on the schedule, but it makes them feel like if we are able to fulfill on our offer, we were able to fulfill an offer where we tell them they can book online. And so again, if we understand our avatar, we understand like how important convenience is to them, and like they really want it to be as seamless and effortless as possible. So this is a way that we're able to fulfill that psychological need for them, but we still call them, we still get them on the phone, because we still have to talk about their claim. Like no matter what, you're going to have to talk to somebody. So I think that's just an important part to understand. There's like a psychological element to this whole thing. So okay. That's it, guys and girls. That's it. So James, will you drop the link to the doc in the chat so everybody can have it? I'm gonna answer a couple questions here, and then I do got a cool offer. I shared the offer last week, and we had a ton of people take it. So Nick's having fun with it. I see Janisa and Kenny on here. They took up the offer last week, and so I have a couple more people who's interested. They can take up this offer. But let me answer this question first. Kenyon says, you're saying you stopped redirecting leads to the booking form because it stripped the process, so you were able to close the client rather than booking on their own. Yeah, so I think, Kenyon, just to make it really specific, is that if you go to our homepage right now, this is our homepage, the first thing we do is we get their information, right? So the offer is book online. This is on our homepage. And so they have to give us their information first. This creates the lead.
Logan, so now, we can't see your screen.
Oh, what's up, Kitty? I didn't even know you were on here. Good to see you. Kitty's been on meetings with me all day, and she still wants to hang out with me, apparently. Okay. So back to the homepage. So the first thing, or in order for this person to book online, they must give us their information. And so by doing this first half of by doing this first step, we get the engage lead. We're able to text them and call them, all that fun stuff. And then it redirects them to our ZenMade booking, our online booking, where they can complete their online booking form, where they can put in their square footage of their home, what dates they want, times, all that stuff. But that appointment is not confirmed until we actually talk to them. Because apparently other people do business that way, but like, we talk to every single person that we clean their house. Like, we want to actually be able to help them and serve them. And the only way we can do that is if we actually speak with them and we understand their pain points and we understand how to get into their freaking house. Like, I don't know if that's normal, that people just like don't want to talk to people. But we want our customer to think that, in all fairness, because that's our avatar that we want. But ultimately, like, they got to get on a phone call to talk to us. So, Kenan, does that help?
Yeah, that's very helpful. Thanks, Logan.
Cool, dude. Awesome. Yeah. So there's just an AI tool inside Go High Level. It literally just like when you go to like create a picture, you can say generate with AI, and I type in beautiful lady cleaning wearing black, because that's what all of our cleaners, we wear black. And I just do that over and over again until I get a picture that the faces aren't super jacked up. Sometimes I miss. And Lucas pointed out to you last week. Awesome. Okay, a couple other questions here. Yeah, so James just dropped that doc in the chat. Make sure you guys get that doc, because again, it's not going to be in the masterclass. It's not going to be anywhere. It's only for you guys who showed up today. So appreciate you guys for being engaged participants on learning how to get some engaged leads. How do you get their info? Is it sent through a spreadsheet from ZenMade? Yeah, so Satessa, our website is built on Go High Level. And as soon as they like, so that's a form that you see. And that form takes their information and it puts them into the contact section of Go High Level, which is a CRM, right? And then you can spit off all the automations that you want to do with it, right? And if you're using Go High Level, you're using a different CRM like ClickFunnels, then you'll just need to use a software called Zapier to be able to like, that was called Zap, that contact information into your CRM or to Google Sheets, whatever you use. But yeah, it's awesome. Cool. Okay. Sweet, guys. Hopefully you guys got some value from that. Again, James dropped the landing page link in the chat. Yeah, so last week we offered some free $1 million blueprints. And there was a handful of people who were on here last week, like Kenyon and Janisa. And I think there's a couple of people who I see who take advantage of that. they got their $1 million blueprint built for them for free. And so one of the things that we've done with Deck in a Day since literally the very first one. So Deck in a Day, if you don't know what Deck in a Day is, it's the only offer that we have for anybody to speed up the process of like you trying to grow your $1 million business. So up to this point, we've never offered any coaching. I don't do one-on-one sessions, but we do what's called a Deck in a Day, which is an opportunity for you to fly out or drive, depending on how close you are, to Arizona. We're in the Phoenix area. And spend 2 nights and a day with Kitty and I, and we just pour into you in whatever way that you need to get poured into, right? So we had people who have just started their businesses. We've had people who have been in business for over a decade. And so the experience very much is customized to you and kind of what you need to get out of it. And it's meant to create a transformative relationship in the aspect that like Deck in a Day isn't itself in a day. But our intention is to create a relationship that lasts decades in itself. And so every single person who has come out the Deck in a Day, like we still communicate with every single one of them. And our goal is to like help them grow their businesses and become $1 million businesses. And honestly just become like whatever way that we can help them. That's our goal. And there's a few people on here who've been to Deck in a Day. So you guys can definitely reach out to them. I see obviously Lucas, Jessica, they're rock stars, Alyssa, Anna Harris is on here as well. I'm sure there's a couple of people who if I scroll down, I can find some more people, but you guys can definitely reach out to them. But one of the things that has been consistent since day one, we've done 15 of these now, is we've done what's called the $1 million blueprint, which is taking your business, taking your numbers, and showing you exactly what your business looks like when you have a million, when you're making $1 million. Everything from how many cleaners you have, how many cleans you're doing per week, what you're charging. And it literally just gives you the roadmap. And like that $1 million blueprint is the reason that our business went from doing $30,000 a month to over $100,000 a month, is because we had a roadmap. And I created that blueprint out of frustration because I don't have any control in my business. And I mean that in the like truest way ever, where it's like, I don't do anything in my business. Like Katie's the one who operates it. And Kitty doesn't clean, she doesn't sell, she doesn't hire anybody anymore. And so like she has more control than I do, but I have absolutely no control. Cleaners don't even know who I am. You guys know me better than my cleaners do. Like they don't even know who I am. And so I was like, but I want to help. I want to help them. And so I created this blueprint as a way to be able to like share with my wife, Katie, and the rest of our office of like, hey, this is what we need to do. We need to have this many cleaners. We need to have this many cleans per week. We need to charge this much money, and we need our cleaners to work this many hours. And when we had that blueprint, it just like every single week, we followed it up with measuring those numbers and then tracking it week to week in what we call a vision meeting. And it's funny because everyone who comes to Deck in a Day, they get access to these vision recordings. So they like Lucas was telling me today, like he was getting down on when we were doing, I think like $10,000 a week or something like that, or maybe 13,000 is what you said, right? So that had been doing, I don't know, $50,000 a month, somewhere in there, right? And so he was like watching our vision meetings of like us going through this process. And it really all based around that $1 million blueprint. And we just took that blueprint and we measured it every single week. That's it. Do you want the secret to growing a $1 million business? Measure the correct numbers, do it consistently. That's it. It's really that simple. And so that's what we do with every single person who comes out to Deck in a Day, is we do that $1 million blueprint. It's everything. Right. And so as a way to give even more value to the community, we're offering to give those away for free for everybody who's on this call, right? And it's actually somebody who's been to Deck in a Day, Nick White. I'm not sure if Nick White's on here right now, but Nick White came out to Deck in a Day, and he's just somebody who wants to give and wants to serve. And like, those are the people who we attract And he's like, dude, like, how do I help? How do I help you guys? And I was like, this, I think this would be value to the community. And for anybody who's interested in like exploring what Deccan Day is, and interested in wanting to talk to somebody who's actually done it, plus get the $1 million blueprint, which everyone should have anyway, and have someone else do it for you. Then James, if you want to, you can drop the link and you can fill out a form. It's 100% for free. And yeah, you either talk to Nick White. And if you are interested in Deccan Day after that, then he will have you talk to Katie. And that's it. That's the process. So we're just trying to get value. And for anybody who wants to go faster, for anybody who wants to condense time, anybody who wants to increase the probability of getting a $1 million company, like Deccan Day is our solution for that. And that's it. And if you're not, that's okay too. Like, we're going to continue to show up. I've been doing these for free for almost a year now, and we'll continue to do it for free. We'll just continue to show up. And when you guys are ready, cool. Right. So, yeah, Bobby did it today. So, anyway, James dropped the link in the chat. I also made a post in the Facebook group as well. And I think that Nick actually started commenting on that, but. You guys are interested in getting that $1 million blueprint? Highly recommend. It helped out. It tripled our business. It's your North Star. Everybody needs it. It's so important. So hopefully you guys get value from that. And yeah, appreciate y'all. Happy Thursday. I got a date tonight. Katie, you ready to go on a date tonight?
Maybe.
You don't even know what it is. This is how I do dates. It's actually probably similar to how Jessica and Lucas, we talked to them last week, and Jessica had planned a date for Lucas's birthday, and he had no idea what he was doing. I was like, that's my style. That's my style too. I'm like, I'll do the date, and I won't tell anybody until the very last moment. And that way there's like no expectation, but at the same time, anticipation, and like whatever it is, it's just going to be cool. And so it's just a for sure way to win, is that it's, I'm not gonna tell you what it is, but we do it. It's gonna be something, and then it'll be better than us doing nothing. How about that? So we're gonna go on a date tonight. But I appreciate you guys. Happy Thursday. Hopefully you guys got value from this. Nick, or not Nick, James, will you drop the Google Doc one more time? Drop the Google Doc for the landing page. If you guys have that, again, make sure you guys grab that. That won't be anywhere. Nowhere to be seen. So make sure you grab that doc. If you want the $1 million blueprint, get in on that. And if you want to go check out Deccan Day, we'd love to hang out with you. Maybe. We'll see. Appreciate you guys. Happy Thursday. Have a Merry Christmas. See you guys next week.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Thanks all.